This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health officials say with holiday celebrations here, now is a good time for a vaccine to protect against respiratory viruses. Here's CPR's John Daly.
One of those viruses, COVID-19, is circulating. More than 100 Coloradans are hospitalized with it, and it's showing up in wastewater at most monitored utilities. The CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get the vaccine. Dr. Rachel Hurley is the state epidemiologist.
Still time to get those vaccines and make sure that you're protected as the holiday season continues.
The state health department says some people should get multiple doses, including a second 6 months after a first. That includes those 65 and older and those with weakened immune systems. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Audubon's longest-running wintertime tradition is returning to Colorado's San Luis Valley. KRCC's Kendra Carr has more.
The annual Christmas bird count is once again taking place at the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve this year. The Citizen Scientist Survey from the National Audubon Society gathers volunteers from around the world to help track bird populations and migration trends. That data is added to a record that goes back more than a century. It's happening at the dunes on the last day of the year. Other participating locations this year include the Monte Vista National Wildlife Refuge, Lake Isabel, and Pinyon Canyon. Bird enthusiasts interested in participating at the dunes must register with the National Park Service. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
There's a new bus service between Northeast Colorado and Denver. The line from Sterling stops at Denver International Airport. It's the first state-run Mustang line to serve DIA. CDOT's Bob Wilson says that's been a long-requested stop.
That came up a lot when we were talking to people about the service up in northeastern Colorado. And sure enough, we got into talks with the airport, and we were able to launch this service.
Wilson says CDOT doesn't have plans to add DIA service to its other Mustang lines. This is CPR News.